going.
Yeah, it's going.
Well, I don't know what it was, but it's going. Well.
Built-in microphone and all that.
Yeah, that's real nice. I used to use one that had a microphone that sat out from it.
One that's for music, you know, you have to have all that.
Yeah, well.
Same on music and you record it.
Yeah. Well, did you say you were born here in
Venetis County.
Yeah? How old are you? I gotta write this down.
I don't remember. No. But what difference does that make?
Well,
I'm born.
We're looking for the oldest people we can find.
I'm oldest person.
Well, maybe not the oldest.
I'm not old. You better get somebody else.
Oh, you're not? How old are you?
I'm 68.
You're right. You're not old.
No.
68. And you're born... Where in Ellis County were you born?
Born in Rocket. R-O-C-K-E-T-T.
R-O-C-K.
That was two T's. That's out there. Family. Had that name.
I don't know where that is. Where is it?
It's between here and Ferris.
Yeah.
You're going here to Ferris about halfway.
Oh, I see.
On the farm market road, 813.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you give me your whole name, just so I'll make sure I have your whole...
Lynn. Vernon.
Vernon?
Vernon.
W-A-R-D?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, what should I put for your address? Just... What, Route 3 was what it was?
Well, I'm on Route 3, that's right. But that's not my address, but it's Route 3.
Okay.
I have a post office box. The post office box is 331.
Okay. And let's see. Have you farmed all your life? Or?
That's right. Well, I was in the service a while. I didn't farm then, but I tried to.
You did? They wouldn't let you?
No, I come home every week and plowed, and they said I was the only farm soldier they ever heard of. You know, I was up here at Fort Worth. Cars went where the cars business now.
Yeah. Yeah. What did they keep you there the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, I was procured, you know, for that. I signed up, volunteered, but never to be shipped out.
Was that for World War II?
World War II.
Uh-huh. You never did get shipped out?
No, it couldn't be. I kept that little paper. They said, always keep that. See, we were procured permanently for that. And of course, the field had, we were just opening the field. We had to sweep the sawdust out of the barracks. And we were the first people to go into that.
No
thing.
Kidding.
It was brand new.
That's neat.
And so we were procured for all that, and they said, don't lose that paper, because they can ship you out. They'd threaten, they'd go around and say, we're going to send you to Africa, you're going to have to be in the cavalry, ride a horse.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't bother me, because they thought it would, but I didn't pay no attention. I knew what I knew, and they couldn't ship me out. Of course, they didn't know it, but if they threatened that, I just showed them my paper.
Yeah.
And so that was all we were real nice. They let me come home every week.
Well, that's great.
And I'd get on the tractor and change clothes. And just, I'd live in double life.
Mm-hmm.
It was really...
Hey, it's still...
Oh, I had a good time.
Well, they sure shipped my daddy out.
Well, now, was he drafted? I volunteered.
I don't know if he was drafted.
It took me 3 days to get in the Army. See, when you volunteer, you don't get no help. You got to ask questions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't have nothing to do with you. It's on your own. You have to go here and they send you... You go there, they'll send you over yonder.
Yeah.
But, I imagine if you're drafted, they take care of you that way.
Yeah.
But no, I volunteered for the Air Force. You know, I had a good time up there. We had the best food I ever eat since I left home.
Really?
Just cooked just like Mama always cooked.
That's not what Daddy said.
Well, was he in the regular Army?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I see.
See, the Air Force is the highest. You don't have, they don't.